Hey everyone, how you guys doing? I know I took a bit of a hiatus since the last episode. I've really been going through the emotions. Just with depression, anxiety, stress, things hit you all at one time, and a lot of times you just continue to roll with the punches, but then, at some point, you just feel like giving up. And that's kind of where I was last week. But I'm back today. I figure I'd give you guys an episode. I feel bad that I've slacked a little bit. So bear with me as we continue through the series of Why Is This Happening? Hey, look, definitely don't hesitate to reach out to people. If you're feeling down and out, if you feel like life's too much, if you feel like you're trying to hold your head above the water, but the floods keep rising. You're trying to roll with the punches, but more things are coming at you than you can deflect. Reach out. And that's all it takes is just reaching out to someone, talking to them. It's important. It's important for us. So let's start with this episode.
Man.
So usually I have a title I usually make the announcement of, but one hasn't come to me, at least not yet, other than, I just had a title in my head and I just forgot it. But I guess we'll just talk a little bit about how, what are we going to talk about? Oh, so yeah, so let's do this. We're just going to discuss a little bit about friendships and the mental struggles we go with when losing a friend. Not physically, but emotionally. And we'll try to have an episode and discussion about that. So during this past week, a lot went down. A lot went down. Without going too much into it, part of my downfall a little bit was I'd started back at work, purchased a vehicle, transmission started giving me issues. We tried taking a look at it while I was at work, and transmission fluid started dumping all over the place. Got it to a shop. Shop goes, it'll be 5 grand. Being out of work for a while, not having any finances readily available, I started struggling. I started getting depressed. I reached out to a few people. Some people were able to help me out. I was able to get a rental vehicle through the help of someone close to me. Called the shop up, see if the truck was done. They said the truck wasn't done. They hadn't started it yet. It'd be a few days. I no longer have that rental vehicle. So, yeah, back to square one. And it's just been a downhill spiral. And that was the starting point. Just loss of sleep, just constant depression. I called out work a couple of times because of it. I called out work today because of it. but yeah, with that being said, also, we have on social media, we have a group of, you know, a bunch of different people from around North America who essentially established a community to be able to be there for each other, support each other in their times of need. A lot of times it's usually just like emotionally. So there was a bit of a falling out. The group essentially split into probably three small groups at this point. It's caused a lot of heartache for people. And for someone like me who was newer to the group, I was given an ultimatum without being given an ultimatum. And that started destroying me because I made friends with both people on both sides. And so, yeah, that's been a lot. Sometimes I just don't know how to go about doing things. But yeah, I mean, when, you know, when life gives us these problems and everything, we just need to, we really need to just be there for each other, no matter what, in our times of need, in their time of need. So there's a parable in the Bible about building your house on a rock versus building your house on the sand. And Jesus tells the story of two men who lived by the waterside. And I'll just real quick read it. It's Luke chapter 6, 24 to 29. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. And essentially, that's just, that for me speaks volumes, especially with everything going on. Never give up faith in God. Like, never give up our faith. Never stray away. Hurtful things are said, and if you take heed to the hurtful, then you'll crumble. You'll fall like the house that was built on the sand, instead of trying to overcome the negativity of what was said and being stronger with it. And, you know, honestly, that's actually a good lesson to take away from all this, is we need to be a strong house built on the rock. Never give up your faith in God, for He knows everything. He has a plan and a purpose for us. Why we're in these situations, we don't ever know. We will never know the situations. We will never know why we're in these situations. All we need to know is that we have our faith and trust in God. And I encourage everyone to do that. Yeah, this is just, this whole episode's just been a bit of a scramble. Like I said, it's been a hell of a 2 weeks. 2 weeks at least. Oh my gosh. It's been a while. But I don't want to stop doing what I'm doing. I love every single one of you guys that come and listen in on these episodes. I appreciate everyone. I appreciate the outreach that's been shown to me and the love and support. I'm not going to stop doing this. And promise me one thing, you know, no matter what happens, never lose your faith. Never lose your faith. Keep your head up. Do what you can to stay above water. Someone will come rescue you. And if not someone, God definitely will. So this is just going to be a shorter episode today. So we'll do better on the next episode. All right. Much love. I appreciate every single one of you guys. Have a great night.